With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Sunday, June 5th. You know where I am right now, Mark? I'm on an airplane. Exactly right. Let's hope that this year's trip to Las Vegas for the annual AICPA conference is more enjoyable and less stressful than last year's, because you guys all know I went on the air to talk about how much that trip just absolutely took so much out of me. So I am, I love the conference. I love the people. But last year, the traveling was rough. I still have an N95 mask and I will be wearing it on the airplane. And I may be the only person wearing it in Las Vegas. It's one of those, don't you imagine, Mark, that Las Vegas is one of those places where COVID doesn't happen? I'll let you know. Last year, we did have some. This year, I doubt it. Last year, I remember I was in the gym wearing a mask. I got a lot of looks there, I have to say. that was maybe the moment where I was like, yeah, I am not in New York anymore. People don't wear masks here. So anyway, I'm sure it'll be great. And Mark will be making sure that everything goes well while I am off for the next few days talking to CPAs. You know who I'm interviewing? Very excited. Coach K from Duke. That's going to be a fun interview. And Carla Harris from Morgan Stanley. So those are my two big, big, huge interviews. It's in thousands of people. It's amazing. So I'm looking forward to that. I'll tell you all about it when I get back. Today, we continue to answer your financial questions. And we are very happy to do that by just asking you to do one thing. Go to the website, jillonmoney.com. Click on the Contact Us button. Let us know if you would be willing to come on the air. And we are talking to Samantha from North Carolina. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, Jill. Well, I am a graduate student, and I'm at Duke University, and I came right from undergrad, just trying to get my schooling kind of over with, and came out of undergrad without any debt. I played soccer and was on a scholarship, and so I didn't build up any school loans from my undergraduate, but obviously not working, I wasn't able to pay for my graduate school out of pocket. So I have about a 50% scholarship for my tuition for graduate school and looking for the best way to start paying that off. So when I get a little bit of extra money, and I'd also like to know what accounts I need to start setting up for my retirement and just sort of get me on the right path preparing for graduation.
First of all, congratulations. That's number one, which is like you graduated without debt, which is pretty awesome. So now you're at Duke, you're a grad student. What are you studying?
Environmental management. I'm looking to be involved in renewable energy finance projects.
It's a one-year program?
2 years.
Two years.
I just finished my first year.
Okay. When you graduate, how much debt will you graduate with total?
About $35,000.
Oh, that's pretty good, considering you get a graduate degree and no debt from undergrad. That's awesome. When you get out of school, I mean, I'm sure you know this already, but what do those jobs pay generally that you'll be looking at?
I'm hopefully looking at a starting salary around 60, 62,000 a year.
Fantastic. And are those jobs usually private sector or public sector?
Private sector is
okay.
What I'm looking at.
Got it.
Definitely.
Okay. So first of all, you did something that's really fantastic, which is you will be graduating with debt that is less, significantly less than your starting salary. So that already puts you ahead of the game. You know, obviously the $35,000, there's a couple of ways to think about it. One is, hey, you know what, I'll just pay it off however long it takes me. That will be that. One of the things that you might be considering is that if you are looking ahead and you really want to do something right now, what I would be doing is I would be accumulating a little cash cow for yourself. And I would be trying to figure out how to take all of my money and keep it safe. And the reason is that when you graduate, there's probably going to be some costs that are associated with your first job. You know, you might have to move, you might need an apartment, you might, but you also want to have a little slush fund that's set up in, ahead of time. How much money do you think that as you're working and doing your studies, what do you think is available to you to save right now?
Right now, so I'm working, I'm coaching, and also have an internship sort of while I'm in school. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping to save about $2,500 to $3,000 outside of my living expenses.
Great.
Between now and graduation.
Okay, so I think what you should do is be very boring. I think you should keep that in a very boring credit union, online bank, something simple. You're gonna earn. You're gonna earn like no interest. But the reason why I think you should save it is that when you graduate, you want to hit the ground running. And whatever you make in your starting salary, the way you should think about it is that there will be you'll sort of have three big tasks ahead of you. One is you're going to want to pay down that student loan debt as quickly as possible because it's a 5 or 6% loan. So whatever the minimum payment is, maybe you'll make a little extra payment towards that. The second thing is whatever retirement plan is available to you through work, you're going to want to put in as much as you can to get the match. Get whatever match there is, okay? And the third is you're going to want to have an emergency reserve fund. You're going to have that emergency reserve fund started. That $2,500 or $3,000 bucks, that's the beginning of your emergency reserve fund. So the way to think about, like, how do I approach my expenses when I graduate is to think that with those three things, you kind of factor in that you only have, you know, whatever your costs are, your expenses are, you'll track that. You'll say, okay, let's just pretend that you have, let's say you have $600 that's left over every month that you can do something with. And then you're going to put half of it. You're going to make an extra $300 payment to your student loan. And the other $300 is going to go in your emergency reserve fund because you're going to want to slowly build that up. And what you really are trying to do is just get out of that debt as quickly as possible. It will happen faster than you think because you're making good money. And once that's done, then you're going to take whatever money was going towards the debt. You're going to use that money and increase your retirement plan contributions so that by the time you're in your late 20s, you'll probably be putting away 15% into your retirement account and you will be well ahead of the game, Samantha. Okay, that is it for the program. Thank you so much to everyone who joins in and writes in and gives us comments. Remember, you can subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast. Check out our other show. It's called Eye on Money, at least temporarily. I don't know if they're ever going to change it, Mark. I thought they were going to change the name, but maybe they're not after all. All of our content lives on the website that Mark manages and does so much work on at jillonmoney.com. Just bookmark it. It's so much easier if you do that. All right. Thank you very much for listening. Grit, growth, grace. We'll talk to you tomorrow.